Here I am, recognise that? If you're a rugby fan, you ought to know that is the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. It used to be known for Lansdowne Road for over 100 years, and this road is actually Lansdowne Road. So extensive remodel about 20 years ago. Occasionally people still use the old name rather than the name of the sponsor. So we're a bit south of the River Liffey in one of the plushest areas of Dublin. And then you can even see the words Aviva Stadium. So it's hosted some World Cup matches, I think back in the 90s when we co-hosted with England and Scotland and so on. And then across the road, this building here, is the Irish Rugby Football Union. So the rules of rugby were written about 1873, and was England-Scotland was the very first match, the Calcutta Cup, spreading here to Ireland very rapidly. And a few years ago, we rated the sixth best in the world, which is really tremendous considering in Ireland we've only got about 7 million people. So I remember the early 90s were pretty dreadful, and ironically that's when I cared most about it. So you can see quite plush these middle class late 19th century houses. So one of the most prosperous areas of Ireland, which is quite a middle class sport played by the Protestant community more than the Catholic majority. Obviously, I think that's broken down now, but you know, the Catholic majority were more inclined to play Gaelic games. And remember, until I think it was the late 90s, the GAA, Gaelic Athletic Association, said you weren't to play garrison sports. You either played hurling and Gaelic football, or you could play rugby, football, cricket, you know, any hockey, anything that they thought had come in from Great Britain. And obviously Great Britain had invented so many sports. And to eat Irish food, drink Irish drink, speak the Irish language, do Irish dancing, blah, blah, blah. So there were, you know, hyper-nationalists, puritanical bigots, exclusionary, but fortunately the GAA has evolved like that. And the people in the GAA who just like the sports, but the people who are into more of the political side of it, and obviously you kind of could be both. But so that is rugby. So because it's a more middle class sport and the Protestant minority tend to be wealthier than the rest of us, so that's why I suppose they were disproportionately playing it. It was at the dawn of the 20th century, there's famously a match, and our Irish team featured, was it 14 Protestants and one Jew? But, you know, if they were the best players who happened to be selected, I'm not against that. Just like in South Africa, had, you know, majority white players most of the time. If they happen to be the best, fine. I don't say, it's not meant to be reflective of different religious denominations. Anyway, we're not too far from the Ballsbridge area, named after Sir John Ball. Right, anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. I've never been to a match at Lansdowne Road. I'd quite like to. I've only been to one at Twickenham ever. Toodaloo.